Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. I'm going to do something a little bit different and start worship a little bit different so that you can see how we come into church during the week and start our days. James, do you mind turning the lectern mic up? Just turn it up. That's relaxing, right? When Pastor Eric asked if I would take that recording and share it, I didn't think it was quite fair that you only get about 30 seconds of it. But that is the blessed sounds of the building construction that is going on during the week here at church. A few announcements to start this morning. I do want to remind everybody that the Faith and Family Night for the Toledo Walleye is on March 9th. They called me earlier this week and would like to have a final number by tomorrow because tickets are in such high demand for that. So if you think at all that you are able to go, please sign up on the bulletin board. It's the wandering bulletin board. I think it's stationed outside of my office right now. But please just sign up for that if you think that you want to go. That way I have your tickets reserved. And if you find out that you cannot go, just let me know and we'll work that out. You will also see on page 6 of the bulletin that SYF will be having a work night at the Fish Pantry this upcoming Wednesday. We will be stocking shelves, learning about our mission of the month firsthand, and organizing their back storeroom. So those of you in SYF, please meet directly at the pantry at 7 p.m. I did have one of our life planning mentors ask if they can join us. So if you're a life planning mentor and you want to come too, that would be great. But we'll take some pictures so that everybody can see those then next Sunday. Additionally, the Easter flower order form is on the bulletin board. And also there is a special announcement at the bottom of page 6, a special thank you. So these God Winks devotionals that we were collecting before Christmas, those have now been handed out, and you can see the various locations that Carol was able to pass those out for people to read God's words of encouragement. So thank you to Carol to getting those out to all of those local medical offices. Let us now join together in our responsive scripture reading this morning. The words are printed on page 3 of your bulletin and on the screen above. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty.
Just and true are your ways, King of ages.
Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name?
For you alone are holy.
All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Please bow your heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning as your humble servants, knowing that each one of us has been charged with the purpose of bringing glory to your name. Sharing the gospel, sharing your unfailing love, it looks different for each one of us, yet it's a common goal among those who know you here on earth. As we reflect and pray in our time of worship together this morning, I ask that you open each one of our hearts to our specific calling of you, to build your kingdom and share your righteousness. Amen.
Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our first hymn of praise is Great and Wonderful, and you will find that as an insert in our bulletin. Because this may be a new song to some of us, including me, Lynn is going to be playing the first verse of Great and Wonderful so we can hear it. After that, we will sing O For a Thousand Tongues. That is found on page number 76 of your red hymnal. That is a favorite hymn of David Stuckey. David Stuckey sings tenor in our chancel choir, and I try to sing tenor in our chancel choir, and I thank God so much for David's wonderful ability, God-given ability. So thank you, David. Our next song after that will be We Will Glorify, and that is found on page number 72 of your red hymnal. So let us listen to first Great and Wonderful and then join in singing.
Thank you.
At this time, let us pass the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ to each other.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Good morning. How many of you remember having a birthday party? Have you all had a birthday party? Did you just have a birthday party? Have you had it yet?
No.
No. Is it scheduled again?
And I
need muffins. Yeah, okay. And you still like muffins. I remember that from before. So when you're going to have a birthday party, how do you get ready for your birthday party? You got to have cake. What else do you have to do, Ellie? You got to get dressed, yes. In time, Ryan.
Ask your guest what you want for your...
I think you like a queen.
Ask what you want.
Oh, okay. Ask your guest. No, no, no. Make your guest ask what you want to receive. I have not heard it phrased that way before. So you got to think about food. You got to think about cake or ice cream cake. You got to think about what presents you might want. Is there anything else you got to do to have a birthday party?
You have to decorations.
What else?
Oh. Play games.
You got to play games, Lainey? Is it a party just for you? What do you have to do? You have to invite other people to your party, right? Now, do you have a list of who you're going to invite? Do you have a list? Do you have a list of who you're not going to invite? Just wondered. Well,
I invite God.
You're going to invite God. That is excellent, and that's a nice segue. Ask your dad what that means, segue. It's a nice segue to the message of we're going to throw a party. It's not really a birthday party, but this is a party for God and God's people. So God has a party. And do you know who he's inviting to the party?
Everyone.
Not just everybody here, not just everybody connected, but everyone in the world is invited to the party.
The whole entire world.
What?
There won't be any room.
Oh, there's plenty of room because God is in charge of the entire world. So he's going to have this party, and he's going to invite everybody. Now, do you know how everybody's going
to
get invited? To walk there, but how are they going
to
learn of the party? Well, do you know who God wants to have people invite to the party? He wants you to invite people to his party. Now, do you all have the same friends? No, you all know different people. So if you invite all the people that you know, there's going to be a lot of different people at the party. Now, the party we're talking about is the end times when Jesus Christ is going to come back, and God wants everybody in the world at that time to be aware that Jesus is his son. And it's our responsibility to invite the people who don't know Jesus to that time to come to know Jesus. Now, we don't want to wait till Jesus comes back. We want to make that invitation right now. And so we all have a job, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in the sermon, about those situations where we can invite people to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for these children, and we pray that in their households and here at the church, they would learn more about Jesus and how to invite people to know and love Jesus. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious God, loving Lord, we as your people bow in prayer before you. Lord God, we know that as a church universal, we are living in a time of church exit and the watering down of the purpose of the church. Oftentimes, the church is more about the people than about you. And we pray for your wisdom, and we pray for your correction and your salvation. We know that the Holy Spirit and your word continue to point to prayer and evangelism and discipleship as the lifeline to save the church. Today I come to you in prayer for your church, this your church, St. John's Christian Church. May we desire to see more resources focused on what is needed for true evangelism and discipleship. I pray that the primary focus of all Christian churches is to point the lost to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray that you would renew a heart of evangelism within each of us, Lord. Give us all eyes to seek the lost and to bring them to you. Let us not forget the core work of the church is soul winning. Lord, enable us as a congregation to focus on the simple message of salvation and leading all to Christ. We have a clear direction from Jesus himself in the words of Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Lord, we pray that as St. John's, we minister to grow new and mature believers. Lord, equip us with the full armor of God, ready to train us up to carry your message to the world and the parts of the world what we're a part of. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish your work. Lord, I pray that it is with a spirit of anticipation that we bow before you, praying for your Spirit to guide and direct and to counsel us in what to share and to say. Lord, as a congregation, we pray your blessing upon Stacy and Jeff Rutledge and family, upon the passing of her mother, Teresa. Lord, we pray for Shirley as she continues to recover now that she's returned back home. We pray for Marilyn and for Chloe, for Emily and Josie, for Todd and for Stuart as they go through these times. Lord, may they know of your healing, may they know of your guidance, may they know of your presence and your love. And Lord, as we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus our Lord, we pray together his prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
With joy, which nothing else.
Our scripture readings this morning come from Matthew chapter 28 and 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Hear now from Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 5. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. This ends the reading of God's holy word.
Please stand if you are able, and let us sing our sermon hymn. Our sermon hymn is, "I Love to Tell the Story." It's found on page number 297 of your red hymnal.